Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Shyam Metalics and Energy Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Orient Capital. Representing the management, we have with us Mr. Brijbhushan Agrawal, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Deepak Kumar Agarwal, Executive Director, Finance, and Mr. Trilochan Sharma, Head of Investor Relations. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Trilochan Sharma. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for connecting with us on our first con call for this financial year 2023. On behalf of Shyam Metalics, I am delighted to welcome you all to this call, particularly our shareholders and our industry analysts. Thank you for taking time out to discuss our first quarterly results and performance. Our results and a detailed investor presentation have already been uploaded on the websites. I hope everyone had a chance to go through it. To discuss our results, we have with us our Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Shri Brijbhushan Agrawal, and our Director of Finance, Shri Deepak Kumar Agarwal. They will take you through our results, and then we will proceed for the question and answer session. Before we proceed formally, I put before your kind good self humbly a small disclaimer. This conference call may contain some forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The actual results may differ materially. These statements are not the guarantees of the future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is also been given on page number two of the company investor presentation. Now I would like to hand over the call to our VC and MD, Shri Brijbhushan Agrawal. Thank you very much. Over to you, sir, please.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Trilochan. Good afternoon to all participants for joining us on the call to discuss the financials and the business performance in the first quarter of the financial year 2023. The past year recorded an encouraging recovery from the COVID-induced challenge worldwide. While we saw a sharp rebound in businesses, economy picking up the pace, the recent geopolitical tensions, multi-decade high inflation across the world have presented the new challenges as well as the opportunity. The World Bank has reduced 2022 global GDP from the forecast by 120 basis points to 2.9%. Despite the global headwind, the Indian economy is well-placed to exploit long-term opportunity presented by the realignment in the global supply chain. Continued focus by the government on infrastructure and social investment has been ensured that the PMI for manufacturing continues to rise along with strong GST collection. Thus, an encouraging recovery has been witnessed in indicators across the sector, including the consumption, manufacturing, and services. The strong demand for residential real estate in the urban area as well as in the rural area has picked up despite of rising interest rate. The augur well for the strong structural market withstanding the external shock, thus presenting an opportunity for the domestic industries. The Indian industry will be the major contributor in the trajectory to make our country the third-largest economy in the world by 2030. Despite facing the global headwind, the domestic regulatory challenges, the Indian industry is thriving on the back of the continuous modernization, upgrading in the technologies, increasing the efficiency in operations. Led by the talented and skilled workforce driving the structural growth in one of the fastest-growing steel market in the world. The gap in per capita consumption offers a significant headroom for the growth. In the Union Budget 2022-23, the government has allocated 47,000 crore, which is 6.2 billion to the Ministry of Steel. The steel industry will play a very critical role in the quest to focus on creating the infrastructure of manufacturing to the propel of the economy. The government has also fixed an objective of increasing the rural steel consumption from the current level of 19.6 kg to 38 kg per capita by 2030-31. Your company, Shyam Metalics, is predominantly focusing on selling long products, which offers the most favorable mix of products with a long runway of demand. In Q1 FY23, the value-added segment of long product accounted 40% of the revenue, with the total contribution in steel products standing 67%. Domestic steel accounted for 88% of our revenue, for which about 60% of our revenue was generated from B2B segment. Our strategic initiative to scale our presence in B2C segment is progressing well, and the segment continues to grow at a healthy pace. Our branding and marketing initiative of Tiger Brand, promoted by Salman Khan, has future synergized the company marketing campaign and connection with the customers in gaining the traction. Increasing awareness about our superior quality structural product will continue to drive growth and enable us to generate better margins. We have delivered both sequential and year-on growth in our steel product volume, even though volatile commodity prices coupled with the regulatory challenges have created a challenging opportunity environment. We are glad to report our recent foray into the aluminium product has immediately gained traction and recorded 1577 tons of volume in the first operational quarter. Our efforts are aimed at the driving value accretion growth, and major portion of our capital expenditure will be funded via our internal accruals, utilizing the adequate liquidity in our books. We remain well positioned to benefit from the substantial demand for our specialized product and the government spend on the infrastructure provided an avenue of the incremental growth. We continue to progress on our sustainability journey and working on streamlining our ESG framework to match best practice in the industry. Our efforts are aimed creating sustainable growth and implemented ESG framework, which provides an opportunity to create systematic approach for a tangible outcome. The company has appointed Groenly in the management consultant for carrying out comprehensive diagnosis study. Groenly carried out a detailed study of the company process flow at our Jamuria and Sambalpur plant. It mapped out with the current carbon, water, waste footprint, as both plant and excess has an impact on the carbon emission. With the aim to complete the era of industry, fourth, for the digital steel plant, we are upgrading the real-time control system in manufacturing. We are enabling security surveillance, safety systems, digitally optimization model. We aim to scale digital to best in the class of enhancing the scale marketing, custom services, e-commerce and support system. We are happy to announce that Q1 F23 marks the fifth consecutive quarter since our listing, in which we have declared a dividend, and we aim to continue to reward our shareholder for their unwavering support to the business. Before I conclude, I want to assure you that we from the management expect the strong demand to continue for this financial year. Now I would ask Deepak Agarwal, our Executive Director of Finance, to take through the financial performance of the quarter under the review. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. A very good afternoon to all the participants, and I thank all of you for taking time out on this call to discuss the result for the first quarter of the current financial year, that is 22-23. I will be glad to share a quick review of the reported consolidated financial for the first quarter and a review for the financial year 22-23. I am elated to share that in spite of an ongoing geopolitical crisis, which has negatively impacted the current market scenario, Shyam, being the exceptional market player, as always, has not only retained its existing momentum of growth, but also has been able to upgrade its external credit rating from CRISIL AA- positive to CRISIL AA stable for the long-term borrowing and CRISIL A1 plus for the short-term borrowing. This upgradation of rating furthermore reflects the established market position of Shyam Metalic Group in the steel sector. The upgradation of rating validates factors like the group comfortable financial risk profile backed by the healthy debt protection metrics reinforce our trust in our strong business model, which continue to generate healthy cash flow. We expect with a reasonable strong demand recovery on the back of recent policy announcement made by the government towards the railways, roads, civil aviation, gas pipeline, towards the affordable housing, and the incremental budgetary allocation to this sector is likely to drive the demand for the long steel. Now I would like to draw your attention to the financials of the company on a consolidated basis. In the first quarter of current financial year, on a consolidated basis, the company reported an operating revenue of 3,223 crore, a growth of 31% over a quarter one of the last financial year. The sales mix constitute a high percentage of volume from the finished steel, which accounted for a 67% of the total revenue. Although there has been some moderation in the existing margin due to challenges macro environment, which has adversely affected the commodity prices, coupled with the domestic regulator domestic changes. The company has been able to book a EBITDA of rupees 606 crore and a marginal decline of 12% over a quarter one of the last financial year. And the EBITDA margin in the quarter one of the current financial year was 18% approximately, in order to maintain the trend in the EBITDA numbers. We are judiciously and cautiously on the other cost components. Even in the terms of blended EBITDA per ton, we are managed to sustain the recorded 13,328 rupees per ton in the quarter one of the current financial year from 19,180 per ton from the quarter of one of the last financial year, which is again an indirect impact of the overall market scenario coupled with the increase in the price to coal, coke and other raw material. Please note that while calculating the blended EBITDA of the company is divided by the steel volume sales to arrive at the blended EBITDA. The drop in the EBITDA per ton is directly consequence of the volatility and the commodity prices being witnessed since the geopolitical tensions broke out, disturbing global supply chains and affecting the demand level. We registered healthy double-digit growth in per ton realization across all products, ferro product, finished steel, billets, sponge iron. However, the realizations on iron pellet continue to remain under pressure and led to a drag on aggregate. Our profit after tax for the quarter four stand as 414 crore, which has seen a decline of 10% year-on-year basis. PAT margin in this quarter is 13%, which is quite sound considering the current market trend and peer comparison. In Shyam Metalic Group, the working capital management is very prudent, and the group focus mainly on the selling either on advances or a letter of credit basis, lending to lower debtor and inventory period of 15 to 30 days and 70 to 80 days. At Shyam Metalic, we have always followed prudent capital allocation policy. We reinvested 70% of our total cash generation back into the business, retained 20% as a liquidity surplus, and returned 10% to our esteemed stakeholders as a dividend. Recently, the credit rating on our long-term facility has been upgraded. The rating upgradation is a direct consequence of a strong operational performance, efficiency and continuous efforts towards the prudent capital allocation. Our ambitious CapEx plan has been laid out in the investors' presentations, and we are all well tracked on to execute them as per the expected timeline. Currently, we are investing in expanding pallet capacity, coke oven plant and additional line of railway siding. In quarter one, we incurred 349 crore in the capital expenditure. As mentioned our Honorable ACMD sir earlier, the company has declared an interim dividend of rupees 1.8 rupees per share, amounting to an outgo of rupees 45.91 crore. We now have a consistent track record of declaring dividend for the fifth consecutive quarter since our listing June 2021. We look forward with the optimizations as we progress on our growth journey and are confident of achieving the robust operational and financial performance going ahead. Now I conclude my portion of the speech and threw the floor open for the question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Dixit from Edelweiss. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good evening, everyone, and thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations to the management for the same position. I have a couple of questions. The first one is essentially on your sales.
Amit, we are not able to hear you properly, dear.
Just a minute.
Am I audible now?
Better. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first question is regarding your sales volume performance. So if I look at the major peers, you know, the companies who have declared the results, the sales volume is down anywhere between 20% to 25% QOQ. While in your case, if I take rolled products plus billets, the sales volume has actually gone up by around 4.5%. So just wanted to know the key drivers of the same. You know, the sectors you sold to, where you found traction, and what do you see for this quarter? That is the first question.
As I've been always saying, the distinct advantage of Shyam Metalics as a company that we are very near to the market. We are, our majorly 80% of the product what we sell is within the vicinity of 500 kilometers. Being our sector in the long product, and we have never seen a very big slowdown in the rural sector, you know. So we have been able to penetrate, and with the enhancing of our brand values, as I mentioned in the my, you know, speech, that, you know, we are focusing too much on the branding, hiring Salman Khan and getting into the penetration of the rural market. It really helped us to overcome this crisis, you know. So the effect of the sale volume was very, very rare.
Okay. And how do you see Q2 shaping up?
Q2 is also, I would say, from the sale volume point of view, it is, we are actually, you know, almost at the same level from the volume point of view. Till now, still we have little more innings to play in the Q2. But I don't see that, you know, the volume will go down.
Okay, great. But the second question is more on cost side. Now, is it possible to tell us what was your blended coal cost in Q1 FY23? And again, how much it has gone up QOQ? And what do you see for Q2? And similarly, we see other expenses also going up significantly. So just wanted to understand the key drivers and outlook for both companies.
Deepak, can you just share this number?
Yes. As far as coal cost is concerned, in the Q1, the blended cost coal consumption is 10,247 rupees per ton for the quarter one of this current financial year.
And how much it was up QOQ, this cost?
Q1 in the last year?
No. Q4 FY22, what was the cost?
The coal cost for the quarter four of the last financial year is 8,241 rupees per ton.
8,000. And how do you see it shaping up in this quarter, Q2?
Q2 will be in the range of between 10,000 to 12,000, between 10 to 12,000.
Okay, and other expenses have also gone up significantly. So, you know, what was the primary driver of this?
Because of the, as you see, the revenue has been enhanced by 31%. The other expenses is increased only because of the store consumptions, and some of the power and fuel cost has increased. That's why our other expenses is enhanced.
Okay, and sir, last question, is it possible to give us your net debt or net cash position, whatever it might be at this point in time?
As far as net debt is, our total treasury is 1200 crores of rupees, and our debt is 534 crores. We are in net debt positive net cash.
Net cash of around 650, 660 odd.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Great, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Arjit Datta from Kotak Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Just want to check the blended coal cost which you just mentioned. It is 10,250 per ton. Am I right?
Right, sir.
Understood. The second question is on Ramsarup. Once Ramsarup come into the books hopefully in this quarter, what would be the impact in P&L? Because I believe in the notes to accounts it's mentioned that it has not been operational since last 12 years. So we think that it will take couple of years, at least 1 year to start operational. So next quarter and after, I mean, in Q3, when the full quarter impact will come, what would be the Ramsarup related expenses we can, or you can say EBITDA loss in the JV that you can project?
I'm not very clear, Abhijit. Can you just please repeat your question again?
Okay. Ramsarup is going to come in our books, right, sir?
Yeah, Ramsarup. Okay.
Now, since we will not be recording revenue for next couple of quarter, because I believe the plant is shut down, but we will be recording corresponding expenses, the operational expenses kind of thing, at least the fixed cost part. So what kind of loss that we can expect for the next couple of quarter till it become operational?
See, we have just been given the position of the Ramsarup, and as we know that, basically this plant was shut down for very long. At this point of time, we have appointed the consultant, our teams, to evaluate. But hence, you know, in next one quarter, by Q3, I don't think that we'll be able to take a decision because we are working on the larger business plan on the better side for the long term for us, for the shareholders and all. So I don't see any effect of the Ramsarup we'll be seeing, apart from some securities and admin expense, which is a peanut to the total business.
Can you quantify some bit of number that the loss will be there? Say, 50 crores kind of thing?
No. Must be around 5-7 crores, maybe we'll be investing on the due diligence, technical team and all in next 6 months. Nothing major, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Second question is on the coal availability. Now, I believe you mentioned in the last call that we take coal mostly by truck, so there is no problem whatsoever. Can you also tell me what is the overall coal availability situation now, non-power sector? Are they getting coals now? Are they getting the coal now?
The availability of the coal, what we were sourcing from the local subsidiaries of Coal India, has improved a lot in last 1 month, which was little bit harder. But as you know that if you see our coal cost per ton EBITDA, you know, per ton of steel is very, very competitive in the Q1 as well. And Mr. Agarwal has mentioned that, you know, around 11,000-12,000 rupees ton, we expect that in Q2, you know, we expect that might be, we go up to this level, which still we need to, you know, work more in detail. Availability is not a problem, and now the availability is from the import side is also increasing. Lot of Russian coals and other Australian coals are coming in the market. And I don't see a very much, you know, downfall on the international price of coal till the geopolitical and the gas issue is resolved, but also we don't expect any uptrend on the coal price. So, things are moving much better on the availability side, and I don't see any new pressures or challenges we see from the pricing or the availability. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So on the domestic part, you're seeing decline in the spot prices. I understand that in Q2, because of the inventory, it can go up. But on the domestic front, in last 1 or 2 weeks, are you seeing some decline in the coal prices?
There is, the availability has increased and there are marginal decline. I would not see a substantial decline, but the trend is going down. Because you know, what is the reason? All the hydel plants are very much active and all the, there was a power shortages in the country, and that was a peak time, you know, when we consider from October, November onwards to April. So after the monsoon, you know, the demand also gets compensated with the hydel energy, which is also one of the good source in our country. So this is one of the reasons. And the demand of the coal has come down because the power plant is also, you know, they have to also control their production for their power and all. So this is the reason where the coal availability has improved.
Understood. So that's all from my side. Thank you. Very helpful.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Vidhi Dadia from Redan Securities. Please go ahead.
The imposition of export duty in Q2.
See, we expect that, you know, there is a lot of pressure from the forex revenue side as well, and the prices of the steel has come down. We expect that there should be some correction in the export duty part, but I don't expect that they will be making it zero, which was earlier. Maybe from 15% they can come up to 5% or so. But there is no such concern, you know, because today the international market and the Indian market, you know, there is no much disparity on the price side and all. But yes, it is going to build up a synergy, like there are certain specialized products which is getting affected. So a lot of mills who are right now focusing on the other product than a specialized product, because of the pressure, they will be again converting into this. So overall, once the export duty is reduced or withdrawn, it is definitely going to give another synergy to the steel industry.
Okay, sir. That was helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amit Shah from AT Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, I understand you have entered into the aluminium business. So I essentially want to understand two things. What is your outlook on the aluminium commodity prices? And if you can share some brief overview about your business plan for this, for the aluminium business. Thank you.
See, today, aluminium is one of the most interesting and demanding, you know, from the, in the metal prospect. When we are talking from our business, like, we are, right now, you know, we are focusing more on the export because the kind of plant, one of the best foil plant what we have set up in the country, with the aspiration of doing a specialized product. So, things are very much getting under control, lot of, you know, processes there when you want to export, because all these foil is catered to the sector or the pharma industry in the international market and some specialized industry. So there are a lot of formalities like FDA registrations and approvals and all we have, we are through with. And right now, you know, if you ask me, we are seeing a big, you know, demand in this sector, because China, which was dominating earlier in the finished market, is almost, you know, very much restricted for their participation in the American and European market. So in last 6 months, what we have seen, like, a lot of demand and inquiries coming from the European market and American market. And they are very much, you know, wanting India to supply them. So we have already got few orders, and you know, for the trial inspection has been done. They are very happy to see the plant. Lot of learning process is there, and we expect, you know, this industry has a good value chain in our existing business and will add a good value to the company.
This is helpful, sir. If I may squeeze in one more question. So I think I was just going through the P&L, and I think there is some increase in the advertising cost. So is this directed more towards the SEL branded business? And if yes, what is our growth outlook for that business?
Sorry, I couldn't get your question, Amit. Can you just repeat once more, please?
Yeah, sure. So I think I was just going through the P&L, and I see an increase in the advertising and marketing cost. So is this directed towards the SEL branded business?
Yeah, it is very much affected to the branding business, correct?
Yes.
And what sort of growth outlook do we have for that business, if you can share that?
See, basically, if you see, we are right now focusing on B2C. And slowly, if you see last 1 year performance, you know, the penetration, what was there, if you see during the time of IPO, what the percentage we have shown in the long product businesses, and today, like, I think it's more than double digit. And we expect that in the time to come, since we are have a lot of discount advantage on the product side, on the logistics side, and if you are able to enhance the brand, you know, the fluctuation, the volatility in the market, and lot of advantage on the, you know, value addition side is there. So we would like to focus more and more on the B2C business, and we expect that, you know, every quarter, you know, we should be able to create at least, you know, 7 to 8% growth in this business.
This is helpful. I'll come back in the queue if I have any questions. Good luck, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is on the line of Mukul A. Verma from Verma Associates. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Happy to see good results compared to other companies. Vishwan ji, ek sawal tha ki jo promoter holding jo hai, have you put any thought to it that when you will bring it down to 75%, will it be in this financial year or next financial year? And are we also looking at regular interim dividend policy every quarter? Like last year we had three quarters of dividend, and this time also we have given a dividend. So will it be a regular phenomenon every quarter, or how is it?
See, we have 2 years down the line, and as on date, we have time. We are evaluating for a right time. We are seeing a lot of betterment, upgradation happening in the company. And if you see, you know, the volume growth of last 1 year, quarter after quarter, if you see the results, if you see every governance and all, we are doing fairly decent.
Correct.
And a lot of products, you know, in the time to come, we'll be adding, which we have projected in our IPO, like, you know, we are setting up the blast furnace, so, you know, it will be a backward integration for our existing plant. Cocoa and batteries are coming up, we are adding pellet plant. So I think maybe once we see a right time for the company and the investors, we'll be taking a call accordingly.
Okay. And will we be looking at increasing the dividend percentage, like as you had mentioned last time, that 10% of the earnings is the dividend policy?
That we are already doing. If you see, every quarter we are maintaining the same. And what we decided and what we discussed and shared our views on the capital allocation policies and dividend policy, we are very much, you know, clear that yes, we should be able to maintain it and we'll maintain it.
Correct. Super. All the very best. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sanjeev Kumar Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon. Am I audible, sir?
100%, please.
Namaskar. Congratulations on very fine performance of the company. Actually, sir, firstly, I wanted to start with that do we own our own iron ore mines?
No. Presently, no. We are around the vicinity of iron ore only and we get the iron ore at a very competitive price. So if you see quarter after quarter, from the pricing side, your company Shyam Metalic must be among the best of the company from the iron ore procurement and the cost per ton of iron ore.
So largely it is from a government company like NMDC or iron ore is available freely from other
players? It is a mix of government like OMC, NMDC and all. It is a mix, I would say. And you know, when you are near to the iron ore, you get lot of, and if you are buying the iron ore mines in the auction, the prices are very high. And majorly all the bids what happened in last couple of years, you know, if you compare the iron ore prices, it is around 20 to 30% more expensive than the market price. So it wasn't very prudent for us to take such a call. As we have a very distinct advantage of our location, the vicinity, the logistics, to control the quality, deal at the right time, taking the right opportunity. But in the time to come, if we see that we are getting at a number which really adds value to our organization, not the liability of any kind of losses or any kind of overcost.
Okay. Regarding coal also, you have to procure from outside only. You don't have any coal mines as well.
Yes. Presently, we are buying from Coal India Limited.
Neither for making sponge iron or neither for making your own power.
But we do blend. We do blend imported coal when we see some percentage of any kind of advantage, or if there is any kind of a challenges. Like in between, there were some challenges. So we need that time. At times, we generally go for this kind of a coal.
And sometimes, sir, you know, there are arrangements with Coal India Limited mines that particular mines are assigned to the company for lifting material from there only. So that sort of arrangement also do you have, or it is not necessary to get only from one mine and maybe you are getting it from various?
They don't have any such kind of an arrangement for a steel company or for a CPP. They have this kind of arrangement for under the Shakti Yojana for the IPP, Independent Power Plant.
Okay. And sir, now coming to ferro products, when you define ferro products for this, do you have to mine ferro ore from somewhere, or iron ore is processed to make ferro product?
No. We have to get the manganese ore, chromite ore. Chromite ore we procure from OMC, Odisha Mining Corporation, which is the government of Odisha company. And manganese ore we buy locally as well as we import. So these are all very specialty alloy, which is used for making high value added steel. And more than 60% what we produce, we export in the international market because we create a very special product for our specialized customer.
So not from manganese ore. There is a company of Government of India.
Oh, yeah. We do buy, but we are not, because we make a specialized product. And for making a specialized product, you need a specialized manganese ore. So there are certain mines worldwide, like, you know, in Australia and other part of the country from where we source. And we make that manufacturing, yeah.
And you use it for your own consumption as well as export. I think you also require for your own consumption as well, these products.
Generally, we buy our own consumption from the market because we fetch a better delta in making, and because we make specialized alloy.
Okay.
But whatever the off-grade in the process, some runs and all what we generate, we consume internally. But majorly because for our steel making, we don't require a specialized alloy. And the alloy what your company produces is majorly on the specialty sector.
Ferro alloy that you produce is on the specialty side only. And can it be termed that this is sort of a monopoly of this company? No, nothing like that.
So certain products we have a monopoly. Certain products we have a monopoly. I would not say 100%. Maybe around 35-40% product what we make. There are very few companies worldwide. You know, maybe four or five companies worldwide who produce all these.
Very happy to learn that. Sir, iron pellets I was coming to. So, you know, iron pellets, I know that whenever there is a very big tagi in the market, then the price realization is very high for iron pellets. So do we process and sell, or do we do job work for others as far as iron pelleting is concerned?
We process and sell. We buy fines and make pellets. We don't do any job work for anyone.
Anybody. So I saw that sponge iron price realization is very good and rather at par at the last quarter, whereas the iron pellet prices have gone down. So, I mean, what could be the reason, sir? I mean, if you can kindly explain.
Because of the export duty, 40% export duty, what the government has imposed on the export of iron pellets. And iron pellets, that is the reason.
Okay. Otherwise, suppose if this duty is removed, then our iron pellet export activity can also do much better in days to come?
1000%, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now, coming to fine point about your aluminium foil manufacturing. So, the idea is to make only for export buyers, or are we intending to supply to domestic manufacturers, of drugs, manufacturers of drugs? Do we intend to deal locally also?
See, we are very new in this business, but what we have derived with our few months' experience that export market is a very, very niche market, and the product what we make fetch a better realization in the export market. So, as of now, if you see what we have learned from the business, we would definitely would like to be in the local market as well as in the domestic market. So that the flavor of the market is always with us. But majorly, if you ask me, our focus will be on the international market. Maybe, you know, 60-70% we do export and 20-30% we do domestic.
Thank you. Mr. Sanjeev, we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions as there are several participants waiting for their turn. Next question is from the line of Anirudh Singhi from Dalal & Broacha PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Could you give us an update on the new capacities that were commissioned last quarter? So what is the current utilization and what is the ramp-up plan?
See, we just commissioned 500,000 ton. Long product capacity, which is not 100% commissioned, but yes, we are stabilizing the plant. We can see a better result in the third quarter. So the steel melting, the billet facility, the long product facility, what we have done now. And we also have a plan, like, you know, other projects what we have declared, the DRI, the sponge iron capacity also. We will see that in the fourth quarter we'll be able to commission another 300,000 ton capacity. So all these things is under the process, and slowly whenever we commission the plant, we can see the result in the quarter.
For the 1.2 million ton pellet plant, how much do we intend to produce this year?
So our total capacity is, Deepak, can you just share this data?
Yes, Bhaiya. As of now, we have a total capacity of 8.04 million ton is the running capacity, and which comprising of 2.4 million ton is pellet, and 3.6 million ton of pellets, 1.3 million ton of sponge DRI, 0.9 million ton of billets, 0.9 million ton of TMTs, 0.2 million ton of ferroalloys, and 267 7 megawatt of captive power plant.
Right. No, so I was just asking, we commissioned 1.2 million tons of iron pellet plant, right, in January?
Right,
in the
last year, 21-22.
Yeah, so how much of that do we intend to produce this year?
We'll be doing around 90%, you know. The capacity utilization will be around 90%.
So additional 1 million tons from the new plant.
Perfect.
And from sponge iron and the billet plant?
All the plants are running in 80-90% capacity.
Perfect, yeah.
Even the newer capacities.
Yes. So once the newer plant which we are commissioning and getting commissioned and all, it takes little time, but if you see from the year-to-year prospect, maybe around 60-70% utilization, but from the third and fourth quarter, it should be around 80-90%.
Okay, yes. Secondly, our stock-in-trade this quarter was, purchase of stock-in-trade was 98 crores, whereas for the entirety of last year was 33 crores. So could you just explain that jump?
Sorry?
Our purchase of stock-in-trade this quarter was 98 crores. And for the entirety of FY22 was 33 crores. So, what led to the jump?
That is basically because of we are procuring some magnesio or some pig iron, where we are reselling some part of the magnesio or some part of the pig iron, we are reselling that product. That's why the purchase of stock are jumped only because of procurement of some of the pig irons, where we are reselling that pig iron.
Okay. And just a bookkeeping question. So in the press release where we created the sales volumes, if I add up all the individual products, I come to 827 KT, whereas the total mentioned is 835 KT. So am I missing something?
Pardon, sir. I can't get your point.
So the total sales volume that you have disclosed, if I add up each of the products, ferro products, iron pellets, finished steel, the sum of all of it comes to 827 KT. Whereas the total mentioned in the press release is 835 KT. So,
yeah, this 835 is comprised of also some of the aluminium foil product also.
So aluminium foil was about 1500 tons, right?
Yes.
But the difference out here is about 8000 tons. So,
then I have to check and.
So we can check and revert back. If you can just send a mail, I think your question is also not very clear, but what you are saying, we need to recheck and then we should affirm it.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, this will be the last question. So we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Nachiket Kale for closing comments.
Yeah, thanks everybody. Thanks for your question and for your time on the call. I would also like to express my gratitude for the management to spare their time today. For any queries regarding Shyam Metalics and their operational strategy, please feel free to reach out to us, Orient Capital. We are the investor relations partner for Shyam Metalics. Thanks again, everyone. Please have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Shyam Metalics and Energy Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.